it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios with Frank and Kathy from the Royal Polaris, talking fishing here, and it's on.
Yeah, it is. Season is definitely happening, all that big bluefin around and all the great fishing going on up and down the beach, and it's time to talk about it. We got so much going on in this hour, and we would love to have you join us. If you want to ask a question to Kathy, ask a question to Frank, or be a part of the show this morning, we would love to hear from you, and there's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line, which is totally packed up right now, but in the second hour, there's going to be plenty of shots for you to get through on that one. Phone number is 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number, or you can call us toll-free, and we do have a toll-free line open right now. That's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, taking your questions today, giving away such a great prize at the end of the show today, the new Byron Bay brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses coming your way. Just the absolute best glasses on the water, period. Someone's getting a brand new pair of Maui Jims.
Indeed. Time for the Catch Report.
It sure is. And today, a Catch Report sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products at work. If you want to end connection failures, you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip. Help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna, and with all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats, and if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra D'Amato or Fluorocarbon. Get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And we're going to start off up at Pacific Edge with our FishDope.com reporter, the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Frank,
good morning,
Kathy.
Mark. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Whoa. Oh, we're good, buddy. Hey, what a great week for the private boaters. There is so much going on, so much opportunity in many different areas. So I'll hit a few highlights for you. I got to start locally here. For the past several years, our Barracuda have been pretty much MIA, which is really a shame for the guys with the smaller boats that can't go too far. But, man, they showed up big time here this week, biting out here on a horseshoe. They're biting the bait. They're biting the jigs. Those big logs are just a blast of catching. Right now, there's mixed in with that Cuda. There's some big yellowtail and a handful of sea bass around. It's good local fishing. It's nice to see. Hope that holds up there. At Catalina, still some squid. Middle back's the best. And some very good yellowtail fishing on them big ones at the island right now. Backside east is the better sector to fool around in there. Orange Rocks up to Silver Canyon's a good area, 14 to 18 fathoms like that. And mixed in with those tanker grade jello, there's some better grade sea bass and some king size halibut. It's just a 45 pounds here this week. A lot of halibut over there on the bait grounds. That's good news. At San Clemente Island, weather is going to be an issue here the next couple days. It's supposed to freeze up a little bit, guys. Be careful. But there's been some good fishing, mixed yellow, sea bass, halibut, and backside west there is the kelp lines. Frontside middle's got quite a bit of that yellowtail, a little bit of squid in that area also, but major seal grief throughout the whole island, actually. Those things are just relentless, we'll call it that. And then offshore, oh, my God, it's been interesting, and it's getting more so rapidly. There's a huge amount of bluefin tuna around. Well, San Diego, it's been pretty much in that 371, 425 upper hidden zone. And then that area has spread out, especially this week, just tremendously up across the corner, 43, 289, Mackerel Bank, 277, and even all the way to the east end of Catalina here midweek. There was some schools of really nice grade fish, 80 to 120-pound fish. Most of that was popper fishing on bird schools. And there's also been a good sprinkle of huge ones caught on the yummies. My buddy yesterday just wrecked my evening, sent me a picture of just a giant one that they just caught there and taped out 245 on the yummy flyer down there in that San Diego zone. There's been quite a bit of that big fish around. I probably ought to ask him, Ricky, to see if it's got your flat paw jig hanging out of his mouth there. And cap it off, a diver speared a Dorado on a kelp on the 302 earlier this week, and it's only June. It's hard to believe, guys. Time to go fishing.
Yeah.
Emergency
care. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there we have a day and a half Islander kayak trip on Wednesday, Tuesday night for Wednesday. Weather's supposed to clean up, and I hear that Clemente fishing, we're going to get them, right?
You're going to get them, man. Yeah. There is so much fish at that island, and there's a lot of big fish at that island. There was some really good sea bass fishing about a week ago now that really didn't get looked at much at all, some big ones. And then there's all that big yellow scattered all over the island. Of course, that calico bass fishing up in the kelp. Yeah, you guys are going to have a blast.
I had a friend, Dan Hume, on the rail time, 41-pound yellow there
Woo!
This week.
Yeah.
41, huh?
That's good fishing. Yeah, we got a two-day rail time trip next weekend, so
yeah,
looking forward to that. Yeah.
By the way, Mark, we have one spot open on that day-and-a-half Islander kayak trip, and Ron said he even has a kayak to rent if somebody wants to go on that trip. Weather is straightening up on Tuesday. Fishing is on. We're supposed to have a beautiful day at the island on Wednesday. Who wants to go?
Right?
Wow.
I bet those phones are ringing right now.
Yeah, well, you can book it on our website, hookup1090.com, go to the shop page, and if you want to go, like I say, one spot, I'm going. I'm not missing that trip. And Ron Lane's going, and a great crew from Fast Lane, and we have a good group. So you want to go catch some yellow and calico bass at Clemente, I think that's the place to be right now, right, Mark?
You know, Clemente's really good fishing, and it has been for quite some time. You know, the only issue there, you know, for a lot of the private boaters is the weather, which is supposed to blow up mostly tomorrow when I'm going fishing, of course.
Yeah.
And then back off for you guys. Yeah, it's supposed to be good midweek for you. But, yeah, there's just a lot of fish around that island right now.
It's awesome, awesome. Yeah, and in the meantime, if you want to pay attention to what's going on out there, fishdope.com. They have the report. They have the information for you. You want to save $20. If you don't have Fish Dope yet, you got to get it. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is the code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger there by the big Chevron station. The phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And hopefully, I'll be able to put up a picture of my 200-pounder here one of these days.
Hey, man. Go get that thing,
we'll
Mark.
We'll be waiting for it. All right. Thanks a lot for that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay. We'll see you guys.
Take care, Mark.
Let's head on down. Speaking of big, giant bluefin tunas, I know they strung up another one in the San Diego, and we're going to hear about that from Marcos, who's calling from C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. I understand.
Yeah, talking about that. Yeah, big one yesterday. From what I understand, it taped out about 170 pounds. I'm not sure they got a final weight on that, but not quite 200 pounds. We're going to see one on a three-quarter day at some point here. It's getting pretty close there. A couple 170-pound plusers. That fish is a little bit smaller. Beyond that, you know, it's a little tougher on three-quarter day to get numbers of fish, but you've, like I said, got a good shot at one of those fish of a lifetime there. I mean, 170-pound fish on a three-quarter day, that's a pretty good deal there. So San Diego's running every day. They're seeing a lot of fish out there. It's just bluefin fishing. Sometimes they're not very cooperative. Definitely check that out. If you want to just do a little bit of local fishing, you don't have as much time, or you just want to catch some fish, maybe got some people visiting, just want to go get some food to eat. The half days are doing very well. They are seeing a lot of rockfish in the morning, rockfish in red there. In the afternoon, they're going looking for some of the surface fish there, seeing calico bass, a little bit of rockfish. I've actually saw barracuda, bonito, and yellowtail at different points this week there. So lots of good fishing on there. The Twilight boat got out last night also, and they actually brought home 44 calico bass, released 150 of them. So very good bass fishing last night. Lots of options there on the half days, the three-quarter days, those overnight trips going out. A little tougher this week. I think we had a little lull. A lot of schools are getting out next week. We're starting to see a few people trickle in on vacation there. But I think this week was kind of that in-between phase between everyone on the holiday a couple weeks ago and then everyone getting out of school next week. So not a lot to report on those overnights, but they have been seeing basically the same as a three-quarter day, a little bit different, but overall the same. So check the website, c4thlanding.com, half day, three-quarter day, those overnights. We're starting to run some day and a half there. You can see the full schedule up there. You can make reservations up there. Said that Twilight, and Rick, we still got to get on those Twilight trips coming up here soon, especially with that good calico bass fishing.
I agree. That's good.
Whoa,
bass fishing.
Really good bass fishing.
You picked a date, Marcos. I'll be there, and I know Dad would be into coming, too. We'll do it up, Marcos. Sounds fun to me.
Twilight fishing can be a lot of fun.
You know what we should do? We should have the Ken Seavers Bass Tournament.
I will even provide transportation for Seavers. We'll all do it. That sounds fun to me.
I haven't seen him in such a long time. You know, I'm sure he would love that bass fishing. That was always his... We said, like, the swallows were trying to San Juan Capistrano. We used to see him come down and catch some calico bass when they started biting, but haven't seen him in a while. It'd be nice to get him out there.
Sounds good. I'll make it happen, Marcos.
All right.
Appreciate
like
the report.
Website, give us a call at the office, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate a great report. We'll talk to you then.
All right. Very good. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial with our Northern Baja report is still on tour in Baja right now. He left Rancho Leonero on Wednesday when I did, and headed for Scorpion Bay to do a little surfing.
Nice.
and then up to Abriojos to do a little fishing, and so he's on the full tour. I'll have the great report for us next week.
That drive sounded cool from Loretto down to the ranch with Rick. That's
it
cool.
It was really, I'd never done it before, and just the agriculture going through Constitución and stuff like that. And just
Constitution's
all
a big agriculture area.
Yeah, beautiful area. And we stopped at that Villa del Palmar resort there, which is, oh, my gosh, unbelievable. Yeah, beautiful spot.
That's awesome. Well, sounds like everyone. Well, hey, again, great catch report. Lots of fish biting up and down the beach. And, again, catch report sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop, that great deli. They have Mexican and California licenses. They offer trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check out danalanding.com for more info.
And while we're on the subject of Dana Landing, I'm going to talk about the shelter on the Lawn Tramp. Don't even go there.
Ugh.
Go to Dana Landing.
I couldn't agree more.
It's down to one lane. It's a nightmare.
And one lane doesn't describe how difficult it would be. Yeah. It's not how it used to be where you pull through and there's one lane. There's a very short turnaround. A boat that's like mine or Pete, like your previous boat, I don't think I could turn my boat around in that space.
Very
You'd
difficult.
Have to back the entire way down. It's just...
Yeah,
it's just as far as I'm concerned, it's not an option.
If you're not an expert at backing a trailer, number one, don't even try it. And number two, I wouldn't even try it if you're an expert. Because the other thing, too, those duck boats, I know if you're going early in the morning, it's not a factor, but they take up all the room, for crying out loud, and all the space. So you could wait half an hour, 45 minutes in line just to get your boat in the water, or maybe more.
For me, it's not even expertise level. I just don't think I can make the turn. My truck
yeah.
and boat trailer are too long. I have a 25-foot center console. I don't think that I could make the turnaround that they now provide for you. It's just not an option. Go to Dana Landing, get a breakfast sandwich, hit the road. That's what we do every time.
Beautiful launch ramp, easy. They have Everingham Brothers Bait Company in Mission Bay. That's the place
no-brainer.
To go, Dana Landing. Yes, indeed. All right, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines. Oh, one line did open at 877-792-1090.
How about we talk to Steve? He's calling us from Santa Barbara this morning. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you doing? I wanted to have a question for Frank. I've been on a five-day. I'm kind of wanting to go bigger and badder and just kind of asking him if I should maybe start at a 10-day and work my way up to a 14-day. And what time of year would he suggest?
Well, the 10-day is a great trip, and that would be October. November is your best shot, even September. But October and November are great. You should be able to get into some very good wahoo fishing, plus a great variety of fish. I would suggest you do that. And then after that, you can go to a 14, 15, or 16-day trip. You talked about a 14. You know, if you can stretch it to 16, you're just adding that more fishing, much more fishing time, and your percentage of fishing time as compared to your travel time just increases greatly. So I would try to make it at least a 16-day trip if you could. And if you choose, you know, being that you've done the 5-day trips, you can go from a 5-day trip to a 16-day trip. But probably a good idea to go ahead and do the 10-day trip and enjoy that.
10 days are fun because of the variety and action that you so often see on a trip of that length.
That's,
you know,
right.
You got, I'm sure on your 5-day, you got into some variety and some different things. The 10-day is so cool because you're doing different things all the time, and it's action and certainly shots at big tuna.
Shots at a possible 150, 200-pounder, that's for sure.
And when you're going on a 16-day, you have two missions in mind. Catch a giant yellowfin tuna and a wahoo. It's a different deal. It's trophy hunting, and you usually don't see that same kind of crazy production, but it's the ultimate fish thrill, excitement. You know, I mean, it's, you're working for a big one on a 16-day, and on a 10-day, you're busy catching fish, hopefully all day long.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Royal Polaris, Sport Fishing, ShogunSportFishing.com. Check the availabilities. Call the office.
Right.
And you're around now, too, Frank, so if you want to talk to Frank.
Yeah, you can always call me personally.
Yeah.
But, just remember, we have a great fleet of long-range boats, the Independence, the XL, the Royal Star. You know, you can check all of them for availabilities and make
American
your choice.
Angler.
American Anglers.
Yeah.
All of them.
Ed Rooster. I mean,
yep.
They're all good. They're all fantastic. Yeah. I mean, San Diego has the largest sport fishing fleet in the world and the most luxurious, beautiful boats you could possibly. I don't think people understand that have never been on a long-range boat. If you're used to fishing on a day boat or, you know, you're fishing out of San Barbara or Ventura. Or,
it's a whole different
You don't
thing.
Understand. You
it's
get
a whole
on one of these
experience.
Boats, it's like, wow. This is good living.
A different
it's like
deal.
A cruise boat it's that you got to go fishing on.
Yeah, it's in our backyard, so we don't appreciate it as much as we should.
The thing that I hear comments the most being at the store when people come back from a trip on a boat like the Royal Polaris, that they, you know, sure, it's accommodations and it's crew is a big one, all these things. It's food that always blows people away the most. You know, if you're a guy like Pete, you described, fished a lot up in Oxnard and things like that. I had a customer just the other day. This is why it's ringing a bell. I had no idea. I had no idea the food was like that. He goes, the best food I've ever eaten in my entire life for a week straight. You know, it's just every bit of it is next level.
Yeah.
And then you get the guy that says, well, you know, I don't go fishing to eat. Well, you know what? You're not going fishing to eat. You're going fishing to have a great time, to get away from things and catch a bunch of fish. But don't tell me that not having good, great, beautiful meals doesn't make it that much nicer.
Heck yeah.
Adds to it for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, 877-792-1090 just opened up. You want to get through, there's your chance.
How about next up we talk to Grant. He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Hi, Grant. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Frank, Kathy, Pete.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Morning, Grant.
Doing great, Grant.
Good, Grant. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to add to that comment you just made there regarding fishing and catching. I've, over the years, fished and really focused a lot on catching. And my attitude has changed quite a bit over the years. And I just want to say I'm very excited to go fishing with you, Rick, in Alaska, knowing that Kingfisher's an awesome place to go. And you feel that family vibe there. Also looking to November to fish with you guys on the Royal Polaris again, and just got back from Rancho Leonero. And the one thing I want to say in common with all of those experiences is the known quantity is who you go with and the operation. And every one of them are top flight. And the thing about it is, beyond the catching or the food, which are awesome in all cases, is that family feel, the connection with the crew, the connection with the staff, the connection with the people. And when you do that and you get slow fishing, we hit a slow week at Leonero. Did it matter? No. We're booked for October again for a week because you establish those relationships, and that's what life's about, your friendship and your family, and you adopt that, and you don't set yourself up for disappointment when you think you got to catch them all the time. So just a comment I wanted to make, and kudos to all of you guys and how hard you work at making those experiences for us.
Thank you, Grant, very much.
Nice words.
I think you hit it on the head pretty well.
No doubt. Fish don't bite every day.
That's
you can
right.
go to the best place in the world, and they don't bite every day. But when you have a good experience and a good lodge or a good boat and a crew, it makes the experience.
As far as
the
catching
better.
Part goes, everybody's going to pay some dues.
Yep. That's part of the deal.
Great way to split it.
About the only place I think is a place that you're going, Grant, next week, and that's Kingfisher Charters, where it's as close to a fishing guarantee as possible. But don't forget, their season is so short. and they have this little window where you go catch some fish. It's never a guarantee there, but you're going to catch some
fish. But just like anything, it's a guaranteed good time.
Yeah.
And if you're not having a good time, you're in the wrong sport, because it's a great place and great scenery and food and family and fun. It's going to be a blast. I can't wait to come fishing with you, Grant.
Yeah, and also I might add, too, Grant, tomorrow morning on Let's Talk Hookup, Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters will be calling in a report.
Sweet.
Give us an update. See how it is for our Father's Day special that leaves next Sunday. Thanks a lot, Grant. Have a great time in Alaska. Appreciate the call this morning.
Thank you. Fantastic.
All right, let's jump back in. We're going to talk to Mike up next, calling us from Del Mar this morning. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys and gals.
Good morning.
I wanted a question for Frank. I was wondering how the bait situation is currently, and when do anchovies and squid come into play into the mix?
Well, first of all, the sardines have been amazing on the long-range trips. Just the guys have told, Brian Kihara, Tim Extra, the guys, because we've been in maintenance, we haven't been out there lately, but are talking about just the best sardines they've ever used. Just rock solid, beautiful bait, good size to it, pull 80 pound, pull 100 pound, nice. Just excellent bait. As far as when does squid and anchovies come into it, that's hard to say. There has been a fair amount of anchovy, and you can get I know Brian Kihara took a well of anchovies recently, and it just depends what you're fishing. The anchovy isn't a big thing to us on a 7 or 8 day trip, but anchovy on a 3 or 4 day trip makes for some awful good chum.
And what about that, like C4 sport fishing? Marco was talking about that amazing bass fishing. You think that's because of the anchovy?
Well, it sure helps, for sure. But, your bigger ones will always eat a sardine, too.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Hey, but, we're so fortunate to have the Everingham Brothers Bait Company. They are, there's nobody in the world that does what they do.
No, they work very hard.
I mean,
I wish someday that we could have a little party down there so that we could educate the fleet and the people down at his operation. He has a huge warehouse, and you cannot believe the amount of gear that's there and the work they do to keep that whole operation running.
It's an enormous operation.
Buck Irvingham, I take my hat off to him and his entire crew.
Oh,
he's
got
some very, very outstanding people.
Yeah, and when you go to the bait receiver and those guys scoop bait for you, make sure you leave a little extra something for them. Give them a tip, because those guys work hard, and they spent hours and days on that barge.
I remember when Buck was on the show last time, and he was going into the season, and they were looking for a couple of people to work at the operation going into the summertime, and he said, it's not a job you're going to get rich. You got to like working around the boats and working all summer long without having a day off. And that's exactly the type of, that's the operation those guys run. I don't know of anybody that works harder. And it's day and night. I mean, think about what it takes for that operation. That boat's fishing daytime, nighttime, loading bait, hauling bait, scooping out the passengers.
The fact they can keep bait in every yacht and every little sport boat and every big sport boat, that they can do that is just amazing when you think about
They're
it.
They're the best.
Pretty unreal. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, great opportunity to call. It has been packed solid all morning. We have one line open on both the 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay. With something for everyone, Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
All right, it's happening this coming week. It's the San Diego International Boat Show. And, Duncan McIntosh, who produces the best boat shows in the world. He's taken over this show a couple of years ago, and it's changed it. It's better than ever.
Yeah, there's no question. With all the cool stuff they do, live entertainment and music and seminars, all the great information that, you know, about just boating in general, and then not to mention the amount of boats they had. You said it before, over 200 boats and everything from entry-level family cruisers to 80-foot super yachts.
Yep, indeed. They have it all right there at the San Diego Boat Show. It starts June 15th. And that is at Spanish Landing Park at Harbor Island East. It's right across from the San Diego International Airport. You can't miss it there, right next to the Sheraton. Thursday and Friday, noon to 7. Saturday, 10 to 7. Sunday, 10 to 6. That's, of course, Father's Day. What a great thing to do for Dad. Take him to the boat show. Indeed. Admission's just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. And they have discounts for active and military, too. Check it out. San Diego International Boat Show.com for more details. You can purchase tickets online. Be ready to go when you get there. Check it out. The San Diego International Boat Show this Thursday at Spanish Landing, right across from San Diego International Airport.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
For East Cape fishing, Gen Ren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Mighty 1090.
Welcome back. We're here with Captain Frank Lopresti, Royal Polaris, and Shogun. Kathy Rounds, his first mate, having a good time. Talking fishing here. Hey, the Marlin Club, the legendary club right there on Shelter Island, is having the big Don and Shirley Blackman 24th Annual Halibut Derby. Good time for halibut right now.
It's good halibut fishing. Yeah, that is a very well-timed tournament. I know there's been some really good fishing, both close in the bays and then offshore all the local beaches. Halibut is definitely on right now.
And June 17th, next Saturday, is the day for the Halibut Derby. $65 for anglers, and it includes an award dinner and tournament T-shirt. They have side jackpots for bluefin, yellowtail, white sea bass. And the first prize is a three-day trip on the Intrepid. They have a huge raffle, kayak, largest fish. They have a special prize. So check it out at sdmarlinclub.com, sdmarlinclub.com, or give a call to Roger, who's the chairman, at 619-459-9660. Great group of people at the Marlin Club and a fun tournament.
There are, and I want to give hats off to them. You know, we see it a lot in the shop there. There's a lot of new blood in the board of the San Diego Marlin Club, and those guys are doing a great job. There's a lot of new people. They're doing a lot of great things to the club itself, and Those guys are in the store all the time getting raffle prizes and putting tournaments together, and they're always looking for feedback on, well, what do you guys think? What's going to make this tournament better? And it's a really cool club, and they're doing a lot of work with their social media. It's a really great source if a guy just wants to find out what's biting. You know, they're one of the big weigh stations in San Diego, and lots of pictures of big fish getting strung up, all these big tunas. So the guys are putting a lot of effort into all of it, and I want to just say good job on them because it's something that's kind of been ignored for a while, and they're doing a great job.
No doubt about it. San Diego Marlin Club, the Don and Shirley Blackman 24th Annual Halibut Tour is next Saturday, so check it out and participate.
Phone lines are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Frank and Kathy. The only line open is our toll-free number. It's 877-792-1090. Let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Harvey, who's calling us from Simi Valley this morning. Good morning, Harvey. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Couple of questions. Actually, I have three questions. First of all, Rick, on the braided lines, I know there's Seaguar Threadlock, the Jerry Brown, Standard Power Pro, and Max Quattro. Of those lines, is one a standout over the others?
I would say all of them have their better qualities than other, you know, and it just kind of, when a guy comes in looking for Spectra in our tackle store at Fisherman's Landing, we always just try to identify what you're doing the most of. If it's a ton of cast and retrieve and you're fishing surface iron and calico bass, I really like Power Pro Super 8 Slick because I think it's one of the nicest casting. If you're going to do a lot of long-range fishing and a lot of rigging, I like the Hollow Ace because there's more strands that make up that hollow Spectra, so it's easier to splice loops in. So, you know, it's just like cars and trucks. There's a lot of great ones out there, and most any one that you buy is going to work just fine, but if you can identify what's going to work the best for you, it's better. And you go into any good tackle store, let them know the type of fishing you do the most, they're going to help identify the right line for you.
Okay, thank you. And I hear a lot about roosters, especially from Rancho Leonero. And is that strictly a catch-and-release fish, or is it a food fish?
It definitely should be, that's for sure.
They're not good to eat.
No, they aren't good to eat. But you see some people kill them just for pictures, and that's really upsetting. You know,
and you don't have to kill them for a picture. You can hold them up, be very careful holding them up, and then they're tough fish.
They are tough, but yeah, it's pretty much not pretty much. It absolutely should be a hook and release fish.
Yeah, and they've done a very good job of getting those inshore nets out of the East Cape. That was killing a lot of fish before, and the Mexican government and the local people down there understand the value of sport fish, and they've really worked hard to get those coastal gill nets gone down there, and it seems to be working. And it's nice to see that, you know, they're taking an active role in trying to eliminate those gill nets down there. It's a good thing for sure.
You had one more question.
Yeah, that's for you, Frank. Do you have any plans of putting a Sea Keeper on the RP?
You know, I've looked into it. I'm not so sure it's going to work, but the RP rides so darn good that
heavy boat.
I'm not so sure it's worth expending the money. I really need to get with them and see what the actual costs would be and see if it'll work for us. Have I thought about it? Yes. Have I really taken any steps to do it yet? No, I have not.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right. Let's talk San Diego Boat Show again with Mr. Duncan McIntosh, our good buddy. Good morning, Duncan.
Hey, good morning, Pete. How are you guys this morning?
Hey, doing terrific. We've been talking about it all morning, the big San Diego International Boat Show. You have taken this show and just turned it around into something really worth visiting. Tell us about it.
Hey, well, thank you very much. I mean, they're always a challenge. Gosh, this is our 16th annual. This is our third year there, but it's looking great. We've got to deal with the airport this year for more parking. The in the water portion is a lot bigger, and right now my head's a little groggy and tell you exactly how much, but maybe a third larger than it was last year.
Wow.
It's just looking good all around.
Yeah, you bring in a lot of docks from all over the place, and you have your own docks that basically you're what percentage of the show is actually on the water?
Oh, boy.
Tough question.
I would say probably two-thirds of it.
Wow. Yeah, I've visited.
And then we build. There's nothing there when we start, which is really kind of challenging because we're standing there on the top of the riprap, which is, you know, just rock going down into the water, trying to hang on to something, which there's nothing to hang on to when we get there. So you build this dock out from the first piece. It's like a big puzzle. You keep putting it in, and then we're screwing anchors into the bottom with a special system that we have. That whole process started last week. I think we've got all the docks are in the water, but it's not all built yet. We're still doing it as we speak.
Wow. And you have boats up to 80 feet, is that right?
I think we have a 106-footer now. I just saw the list kept growing all week, and I know there's still – I'm still getting phone calls. Can you get another boat in? So that's always the challenging part. You try to guess how many boats might actually arrive at the very end, and then you make sure you try to have enough material there to accommodate them all, but then, you know, it's just big Ouija board.
Yeah, I'll bet. And there's, of course, a lot of sport fishing boats both in the water and on land. They have a lot of trailer boats too, right?
That's correct. We got a San Diego for us is all about sport fishing. It's a big sailing area, but it's the sport fishing area on the West Coast.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So it's a lot of things that are catering to sport fishermen there. And there's going to be seminars, educators. You have free demos of paddleboards and kayaks in the water, live music, the tiki bar, a lot going on. It's a great, great week, and it starts this Thursday, right?
That's it. I guess I better get down there, huh?
Yeah, I better get busy, Duncan. I know it's a big show for you. And I want to say, from us here in San Diego, it's great to see you take it over and just make this show from something that was okay to something that's a spectacular boat
show. I got to say, it's an amazing challenge that he is able to put all those docks together the way he does. That's just...
No, it's great, and I guess the only difference between us who took them over, we're all natives of the area, and those people that were doing it were all from Chicago or some other place, Miami.
Exactly.
We've really got our hearts in this and souls in this whole market and in San Diego.
So if you were at the show several years ago, it's a different world today. So I'm encouraging you to go down and see the San Diego International Boat Show, produced by Duncan McIntosh and his company. I know Thursday, Friday, it's noon to 7, Saturday 10 to 7, Sunday 10 to 6, and admission's just $15 and kids are free, right?
That's it. You got it, Pete.
Yeah. And more information, you can actually purchase tickets right online and be ready to just walk right in. San Diego International Boat Show.com, right?
That's it, right there in the park right across between the airport and the Sheraton.
So the parking is going to be both right there next to the Sheraton as well as at the airport?
Well, it's the first signal. I'm a little unprepared this morning. It's the first signal west as you're going back up harbor on the airport side of harbor there is where the lot that we're using at the airport.
Fantastic. And, of course, that information will all be at the website, SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com.
That's it. All right, Pete.
All right. Thanks, Duncan. Appreciate the info, and we'll see you at the show.
Great. Thanks for having us on.
All right. You bet.
See you there. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to jump through. Let's talk to Rob Connors from Pacific Beach this morning. Hi, Rob. Thanks for the Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Rob.
Good morning, Rob. What's up?
Well, here's the deal. I want to know the last time you guys saw any, like, large quantities or substantial numbers of albacore.
it's had to be at least 10 years now.
Yeah.
I would say 10, 11 years since we had that. I think we had about 5 years of just phenomenal albacore fishing.
And what is the draw? I mean, San Diego sport fishing was built on albacore.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I would say the big draw about catching albacore is they're a great fighting fish, they're delicious to eat, and they're not finicky like bluefin.
Yeah.
They bite. When they want to, the school of albacore, you can catch those things, and if, am I correct, there's still not a limit on them here in California?
Yes, there is.
There is now?
We have a limit, I believe. Yeah,
I don't
For
know.
For a while, there wasn't.
Yeah.
Right.
I believe there's a 10 fish.
But anyhow, and I think 10 is plenty.
Yeah.
Okay, but they're just, for some reason, people get very, very excited about albacore. I would say the only fish that maybe people get more excited about than albacore is wahoo. And that's about
really?
It. Yeah.
And they're fun to catch. They bite the jigs well. I mean, that's one thing with this bluefin. And don't get me wrong, it's fun. And part of it for sure is how sophisticated the sport fishing captains have become, electronics, use of sonar.
Sonar is amazing on those things. And the big thing about them is they're very fun for a captain or let's not call him a captain, the skipper, to find a good school. I mean, it's not easy by any means, and you really kind of need to know what you're doing, but once you find them and you get a good bite in school, it's Katie bar the door.
I just miss hearing the clickers go off. I like trolling and jig strikes and you know, dropping the fish trap back on the slide.
That's part
of
it,
so
too.
Much fun,
you know,
to
your
that albacore.
Fin don't strike a jig. So
Frank, over the years that you've been in this business, you've seen cycles like this before where they go away for a few years and then they come back, right?
That's right. It's happened.
A lot of people are saying, oh, they're overfished or they're gone. It's just a cycle.
Oh, they're not overfished, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But whether, you know, the world is changing. Whether the cycle will ever come back to San Diego or not, I don't know, but I do believe it will.
Okay.
So
this year?
I'm still betting on this year.
All right.
I like
that positive thinking. Hey, let's hope so, because we love albacore for sure. Of course, we love bluefin and yellowfin and yellowtail, too.
And Dorado.
Yeah, we'll take them all. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Dave in Fountain Valley is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, I usually drift fish off of Huntington Flats.
Yeah.
And lately, you know, if we catch any halibut or stingrays, there's been a lot of great white sharks around. Well, what should I do if I hook a great white shark?
Well, watch your reel and let the line just go away.
You won't have to hook them for long.
You won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, you're not going to hook them for long.
You're not going to keep them on. You know, you might keep them on a minute or so. If you hook him in the corner of the mouth and he can't bite the line, you're in for a ride. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Best to just
break
him off.
The honest thing you could do is just tighten your drag and bust him off as quick as you can is the definite best thing you could do.
Indeed. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Tom, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning. First, I want to comment that on the captain's dinner on the 20th for the Friends of Rollo, last year I went to volunteer, and I wound up buying an air conditioner for the house and a day of fishing. So you never know what you're going to wind up doing there.
It's a great event, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, it is, absolutely. And I wanted to ask Kathy, you gave me some good advice about a wahoo, never stop winding. So if you hook that 100- to 200-pound fish, what do you advise for increasing your chances of getting them on deck?
Be patient. Take your time. Don't jerk around them. I hope you have the right gear in the water when you hooked them.
That's a good call.
You know, it's the gear in the water. It really makes a difference on these bluefin. You know, you can't get them to bite on that lighter line. I mean, on the heavier line. So you got to use lighter line, and then you got the light line and a big one swims through who will bite anything, but you didn't know he was swimming through. And you know, you just got to hope you have the right gear in the water.
Yeah, for sure. I was saying that there was a lot of wahoo down the East Cape on our Rancho Leonero trip, but they were tough to hook. I mean, we got a lot of bite offs, a lot of short bites. A lot of pulled hooks, you know, typical wahoo fishing, right?
I was going to say, what's new? What have you said that I haven't heard before?
The guy, Mark, that won the tournament, the $500 cash from Sport Fishing Financial for the largest wahoo, it was a 24-pounder. He caught it on a bomb, trolling a bomb.
Oh, wow.
So maybe take some bombs down with you, Frank.
You know, whether I catch a wahoo when I go to the East Cape doesn't really matter. I would rather just fish for roosters.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But the bombs, you know, it's typical wahoo fishing. And the funny thing about wahoo fishing, you always get one or two guys, they'll catch just every time you turn around, they're getting them. Well, you know, and that guy, don't start to get cocky because the next time you go,
sure,
you aren't going to get one. You aren't.
No doubt.
You get lucky and you get
the ultimate snake.
You get five bites and you get five fish. Well, the next time you're going to get 10 bites and get zero.
They are the most humbling fish you could fish for.
No
matter how much you think you have them figured out.
I'll never forget the first time I fished for them. I had 30 hookups. I got three on the deck.
Oh!
Three. Yeah, I went to Wahoo School and I increased that, but I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Why are they so tough, Frank?
Well, they've got a tough jaw, and the biggest thing is the way they bite the jig. They bite it, and they hold it so tightly in their mouth that it's, you can't get the thing, pull it through to their, to, you know, that's why
you can't get the hook in them.
That's why so often you see the hook go from the outside in.
Okay. Outside in.
They like dog bone the jig.
Yeah,
and
they
now the hook,
bone it.
The hook's
and you've got
to
wind hard and hope that he takes off, and then the hook gets set into the outside of the mouth.
And how many times have you put a gaff and a wahoo, and they open their mouth and the jig falls out?
Oh, quite often.
Because they never had the hook in them, right?
Well, it's like a dog playing with a toy.
Yeah.
They come up, and they look at you, and they open their mouth, and they're laughing at you. I know they are.
Yeah. That's why you never want to have slack, right?
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No.
That's instant. Yeah, for sure.
You know, and it's always, yeah, you just got to keep tight line all the time.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, before we run out of time, I want to talk about Tuna Wars Captain and Reception again. It's only $25. I'm telling you, this is so much fun. We had a good time last year and the year before.
It's a lot of fun.
And you get to eat.
And you get to eat
great food.
Larry and Tommy put on a feed that is unbelievable. They really got to give hats off to the Valley High and Larry Bauman and Tommy Bauman over there. They do extra special treatment for the Rollo trip.
And talk about a location. One of the nicest spots in San Diego.
Oh,
one of the
beautiful.
Best views you'll have in all of San Diego.
Right there on the bay.
Awesome.
Yeah. And a lot of great people hang out. I know you and Kathy will be there, Frank, and I'll be there. And Rick, you'll be in Alaska. So
I'm I'm bummed. That was my first date with Dallas last year.
It was at the
Captain's Tuna Wars. So I'm bummed to miss it.
And look, it's still going on.
You got it, buddy.
But it's going to be a great time. Dave Marciano will be there. Greg Mayer and Paul Hebert will be there from the Wicked Tuna Show. A lot of fun people will be there. And the prizes are they're ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's the only way I can describe it.
Well, and also, if you're booked on one of those long-range trips, you can go down and buy a gift certificate and, you know.
Yeah. And also, if
friends
you're
Friends of Rollo maybe get a deal.
If you go on one of the trips, on one of the Tuna War trips, you get into the captain's reception free, too.
That's
the other thing, too. So don't miss it. It's at the Bali High on Tuesday, June 20th. All the money raised goes to taking kids fishing, and that's the biggest thing, Aris. So you just go to CaptainRollos.org and grab a spot, grab a ticket on there. Captain Frank Lopresti will be the celebrity auctioneer. We're announcing that right here today. And that's going to be fun. I'm going to be doing the MC job. And, of course, Captain Dave Marciano, Captain Greg Mayer, and Captain Paul Hebert, they're lots of fun. You have a chance to interact with them. If you enjoy the Tuna Wars show, it's really, really a fun evening. It's a good time and good food and good friends and win some huge prizes. So check it out.
All right. Hey, when we come back, speaking of huge prizes, we're going to find out who's winning a brand new pair of Maui Jims. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bay tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of those Maui Jim sunglasses, the Byron Bay, is going to Dave in Fountain Valley. Dave, congratulations. You are going to love those Maui Jims.
Nothing better than a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, no doubt about it. And you have a chance to get a free pair of Maui Jim sunglasses at the captain's reception. We forgot to add that. A $300, you pick it. They're yours for buying $300 worth of raffle tickets.
That's so sweet.
How about that deal?
That's amazing.
That's an unbelievable deal. And I want to thank Mike Battistoni from Maui Jim for making that happen.
He
comes all the way out from Florida, brings all the glasses, and does that incredible donation.
That is wonderful.
So it's a cool deal. That, of course, is going to be June 20th. That'll be the next opportunity you get to talk to Frank and Kathy. And in the meantime, you want to talk to Frank in the office or talk to one of the great gals in his office and book a trip on the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. How do we do that, Frank?
619-226-8030 or go to our website, RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. I might mention also that probably in the next 3 to 4 weeks we'll be launching what I think is going to be an amazing website for the Shogun.
Oh,
sweet.
Really?
Cool.
All right. Look forward to that. And Captain Russ is such an amazing guy, and I loved I that was the first opportunity I got to fish with Russ last year. That guy is on.
Yeah,
as Bill Poole used to say, that guy has fish sense.
That's right. He's very fishy.
Yeah, he is a very fishy guy, and I really enjoy I was blown away to find out he was 30 years old. I mean, he's so much more advanced than that. I mean, it's like, gosh. Makes me feel old, right?
Never.
Yeah,
never.
For sure. Hey, thank you, Frank and Kathy.
Awesome, you
great
guys.
Job.
Great.
And,
thanks for having us.
We'll have a happy birthday, Kathy. Have a great time at Rancho Leonero.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the captain's reception on Tuesday, June 20th.
We will be there.
All right. Thank you, guys, for listening today. Thanks to Ted on the other side of the glass. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here with Captain Brian Willa from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Going to be in the studio with Rick and myself. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.